Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pulling up on us from Real Housewives of Potomac, Ashley Darby. Good morning, sis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening?
I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, season 8, season finale last night. What were your thoughts, ma'am?
Yeah, you know, that was a really tough season. And having been done the show, guys, since season 1, I have to say it gets harder and harder every year. And I think that this was the pinnacle, you know, this was the hardest one.
What gets harder about it?
It's the vulnerability. Mm. It's the way that we have to peel back more and more layers of ourselves. And we go through so many emotional things, like my divorce and people putting a timeline on my divorce and why am I not divorced yet? And obviously the sensitive thing that happened at the launch of our fitness line, where there was that physical altercation. You know, those things just make it really challenging.
Speaking of which, Ashley, now we know that there was a fight that actually went down between Deborah and Kiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people speculated that you actually invited Deborah and Deborah kind of stirred the pot. So was this planned? Was this a planned thing?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Let me tell you, there had been so much planning going on for GNA. Giselle's father was really sick, so I had to take on all of that, very happily so. And the people who came there were my genuine friends. Mm. Deborah and I have been friends for over 5 years, and I thought she was just coming to be my homegirl, like the rest of my friends did.
Mm.
I had no idea that Deborah came in that way. And I don't even know if Deborah necessarily had a motive, but, you know, I don't condone her actions anyway in the way that she handled that situation.
So will we see Deborah and Kiana on the reunion?
Maybe you'll see at least one of them.
Wow.
Mm.
Sounds like, but okay.
I said at least one.
Ashley Darby from Real Housewives of Potomac on the phone. So, Deborah threw a drink at Candace, too. Are you and Candace friends for real, or y'all like frenemies?
It's complicated.
Explain.
I would say we're getting there. We're just not there yet.
That means no, sis.
No, it doesn't. It means we're a work in progress. You know, if it was a no, I'd be like, I'm not messing with her and we're not cool. But we have our good moments and we have our not so good moments. And I just want us to have more good than bad.
What's your biggest issue?
It's more so how she deals with confrontation and how she takes accountability. And no one's perfect. And I understand that. But when you mess up, you really do have to be willing to say, I messed up, as hard as it can be.
Well, lots of women don't do that, Ashley.
Let's say people, Tigger. I'm not going to say just women.
Thank you, Ashley, for explaining that. There's just people. People don't take accountability. And in your particular moment, you're talking about a certain person.
Yes, a person, irrespective of her gender. But there are a lot of qualities about her that I do like. And I'm hoping that as time goes on, she and I can start to hone in on that.
Amen. A lot happened in this season finale. It's seemingly you shaded Karen for not drinking and cheersing water, but still there's a DUI that happens in real time afterwards.
Oh, me, oh, my. Mm. You know, they say cheersing water is bad luck, number one, so no one should do that. But what happened with Karen is really sad, and I haven't really had a chance to talk to her yet.
Mm-hmm.
I texted her. She just, you know, hearted my message, but I don't wish that on anybody, you know, and hopefully when Karen is ready to talk, she'll talk to me because I do really care about her as my friend, for real.
That's what's happening. Talking to Ashley Darby, Real Housewives of Potomac Season 8 just ended last night. So, everybody this morning is talking about Mia and Gordon and Ink.
You guys know Ink, right?
We're familiar.
Okay. Well, when I say that I was as stunned as everybody else.
About what part of it?
Well, all of it. So we didn't know the depth of what Mia was going through. Like, we knew she and Gordon were having some problems. When we saw the scene with them having the therapy session earlier in the season, we didn't know that. Then moving forward, when they show the follow-up 3 months later, none of us had any idea the magnitude of what was going on between Gordon and Mia. We thought they were just having a little rough patch and they were going to just come out of it. 11 years of marriage is a lot. And I thought, okay, damn, here they are going to be stronger than ever. And no, here Mia comes with a whole new man. So it was all shocking for everybody.
So there was no signs or tip-offs or energy that led any of the cast to know that this was actually happening?
To the extent that we thought she was going to have a whole new Instagrammable boo, no. Like, you know, that IG stuff is official. And when that happened, it shocked all of us. We actually had a little come together, Giselle, Robin, NECA, me, Sharice, with Mia, to be like, hey, girl, what's going on? And that's when she gave us all the tea.
Wow. Do you agree with lots of people on the internet that Mia married Gordon for his paper?
It's really hard because Mia contradicts herself. On the one hand, she say, yes, I married Gordon for money. You know, they met in the strip club. That's a very transactional interaction. So she's like, yeah, I know what it was. And then in the next breath, she says, I had more money than Gordon when I married him. She had an inheritance or something. So she contradicts herself a little bit. She said that in the Dominican Republic.
Wait, she was an inheritance owning stripper? That's new.
Yeah, yeah. it made all, it was a cause for pause for everybody.
Wait a second. Okay.
So I don't know. But clearly there was a mutually beneficial thing going on for Gordon and Mia when they got married. And maybe Gordon, it was his coin.
Wow.
So Ashley, are you looking forward to season 9? I know you said that it's kind of hard because you get vulnerable, but are you looking forward to next season?
Well, you know, it's not a guarantee. Your girl hasn't officially gotten a guarantee yet, so I'm hoping that
really
happens.
Really?
Yeah, it's not official yet.
I mean, you ended with a fight at your event. I think you're gonna be back soon.
That doesn't always work in everybody's favor, Tigger. So
I mean, you ain't throw the drink. I'm just saying.
I didn't, and I never would, by the way.
Thank
that
you.
Is not
Thank
my
you.
Game.
I appreciate you
nice.
For that.
Yeah, definitely not. Well, hopefully, you know, I can start dating and people can see that. You know, I need to get my thing back. I should get her groove back.
What are you looking for in a man to be on TV with?
I like that wording there. I want real love. I want real love before I put it on TV. So we need to have that real chemistry, compatibility, really full with each other before I put you in on the world. And I need to know that when all these ladies come out of the woodwork and try to throw it on you, you're not going to take it, you know?
Well.
Amen.
If you know anybody, you know.
Hello, hot tub holla.
Yeah.
Ashley, I love you. Thank you for your time this morning. Congratulations on 8 seasons of Real Housewives of Potomac. We'll be looking forward to the reunion show and season 9, sis.
Thank you, guys. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Ash.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.